Chapter 14, The Dodecahedron Leads the Way. Up ahead, the road divided into three, and as if in reply to Milo's question, an enormous road sign pointing in all three directions stated clearly, Digitopolis, 5 miles, 1,600 rods, 8,800 yards, 26,400 feet, 316,800 inches, 633,600 half-inches, and then some.
Let's travel by miles, advised the humbug. It's shorter.
Let's travel by half-inches, suggested Milo. It's quicker.
But which road should we take? Asked Tok. It must make a difference.
As they argued, a most peculiar little figure stepped nimbly from behind the sign and approached them, talking all the while.
Yes, indeed. Indeed it does. Certainly. My, yes, it does make a difference, undoubtedly.
He was constructed, for that's really the only way to describe him, of a large assortment of lines and angles connected together into one solid, many-sided shape, somewhat like a cube that's had all its corners cut off, and then had all its corners cut off again. Each of the edges was neatly labeled with a small letter, and each of the angles with a large one. He wore a handsome beret on top, and peering intently from one of his several surfaces was a very serious face. When he reached the car, the figure doffed his cap and recited in a loud, clear voice,
"My angles are many, my sides are not few. I'm the dodecahedron. Who are you?"
"What's a dodecahedron?" inquired Milo, who was barely able to pronounce the strange word.
"See for yourself," he said, turning around slowly. "A dodecahedron is a mathematical shape with 12 faces.
Just as he said it, 11 other faces appeared, one on each surface, and each one wore a different expression.
"I usually use one at a time," he confided, as all but the smiling one disappeared again. "It saves wear and tear. What are you called?"
"Milo," said Milo.
"That is an odd name," he said, changing his smiling face for a frowning one. "And you only have 1 face.
"Is that bad?" asked Milo, making sure it was still there.
"You'll soon wear it out, using it for everything," replied the dodecahedron. "Now I have 1 for smiling, 1 for laughing, 1 for crying, 1 for frowning, 1 for thinking, 1 for pouting, and 6 more besides. Is everyone with 1 face called a Milo?"
"Oh, no," Milo replied. "Some are called Henry or George or Robert or John or lots of other things."
"How terribly confusing," he cried. "Everything here is called exactly what it is. The triangles are called triangles, the circles are called circles. Even the same numbers have the same name. Why, can you imagine what would happen if we named all the 2s Henry, or George, or Robert, or John, or lots of other things? You'd have to say Robert plus John equals 4, and if the 4's name were Albert, things would be hopeless."
"I never thought of it that way," Milo admitted.
"Then I suggest you begin at once," admonished the dodecahedron from his admonishing face, "for here in Digitopolis everything is quite precise."
"Then perhaps you can help us decide which road to take," said Milo.
"By all means," he replied happily. "There's nothing to it. If a small car carrying 3 people at 30 miles an hour for 10 minutes along a road 5 miles long at 11:35 in the morning starts at the same time as 3 people who have been traveling in a little automobile at 20 miles an hour for 15 minutes on another road exactly twice as long as 1/2 the distance of the other, while a dog, a bug, and a boy travel an equal distance in the same time or the same distance in an equal time along a 3rd road in mid-October, then which one arrives first and which is the best way to go?"
17!
Shouted the humbug, scribbling furiously on a piece of paper. "Well, I'm not sure, but—" Milo stammered after several minutes of frantic figuring.
"You'll have to do better than that," scolded the dodecahedron, "or you'll never know how far you've gone, or whether or not you've ever gotten there."
"I'm not very good at problems," admitted Milo.
"What a shame," sighed the dodecahedron. "They're so very useful. Why, did you know that if a beaver 2 feet long, with a tail 1.5 feet long, can build a dam 12 feet high and 6 feet wide in 2 days? All you would need to build Boulder Dam is a beaver 68 feet long with a 51-foot tail.
Where would you find a beaver that big? Grumbled the humbug as his pencil point snapped.
I'm sure I don't know, he replied, but if you did, you'd certainly know what to do with him.
That's absurd, objected Milo, whose head was spinning from all the numbers and questions.
That may be true, he acknowledged, but it's completely accurate, and as long as the answer is right, who cares if the question is wrong? If you want sense, you'll have to make it yourself.
All three roads arrive at the same place at the same time, interrupted Tok, who had patiently been doing the first problem.
Correct, shouted the dodecahedron, and I'll take you there myself.
Now you can see how important problems are. If you hadn't done this one properly, you might have gone the wrong way.
I can't see where I made my mistake, said the humbug,
frantically rechecking his figures. But if all the roads arrive at the same place at the same time, then aren't they all the right way? Asked Milo.
Certainly not, he shouted, glaring from his most upset face. They're all the wrong way. Just because you have a choice, it doesn't mean that any of them has to be right.
He walked to the sign and quickly spun it around three times. As he did, the three roads vanished, and a new one suddenly appeared, heading in the direction that the sign now pointed. Is every road 5 miles from Digitopolis? Asked Milo.
I'm afraid it has to be, the dodecahedron replied, leaping onto the back of the car. It's the only sign we've got.